ostrich.
Uh-huh. And something that...
And shrimp.
Okay. If you wanted to buy some, you'd ask for maybe 3 pounds of...
Shrimp.
And if you wanted to go fishing, something you could dig up to go fishing with.
Worms.
What different kinds?
All this... earthworms is really what we used to use to go fishing, just some long earthworms. But you can get catawba worms off of trees. They get on, they're on trees. You don't dig them up. And grub worms.
Do you ever hear worms called baits?
Bait? Sure. That's what they're, well, that's what they are, bait.
Do you ever, what about
you know
bait?
Why they're bait?
Why?
I'm going to ask you a question. You don't know why they're bait? Because they put them on a hook and bait it for that fish.
Well, do you ever hear...
They're not bait till they get on the hook.
What's a small fish you could use?
Minnow.
Okay. And something you hear making a noise around the lake at night?
Frog.
What different kinds?
It's bullfrog. Bullfrog, spring frog, all kinds of frogs. Toad frog.
Huh?
There's toad frogs and bullfrogs, but you don't hear the toad frogs making noise around the water at night. That's bullfrog.
A hard-shelled thing that can pull its neck and legs into its shell.
Oh, that's a turtle.
Is that on water or in water or land or what?
Well, now they have a land. There's the land terrapin. Looks like a turtle that has a little shell and all like a turtle,
mm-hmm.
But it stays on land, I think, most of the time. Then they have the regular water turtles that stays in the water.
Do you ever hear them called cougar?
No, I know. I might have heard them, but I don't remember them called.
What's something that you'd get in the stream that looks kind of like a lobster, only it's a lot smaller? It's
about crawfish?
Huh?
Crawfish?
Okay. You catch those?
No, I don't catch them. I have when I was a child. When I was growing up, we used to catch crawfish.
Did you eat them?
Yes, sir, eat them. I ate some crawfish not too long ago. My daughter and his husband caught a bunch of crawfish. They go crawfishing. And he brings them home and cleans them, deveins them and all. And I made gumbo out of some.
A kind of an insect that flies around a light and tries to fly into the light.
Tries to fly into the light.
Say if you left the porch light on.
Is that a firefly?
What's the firefly look like?
I really don't know. You've got me all mixed up on them bugs. Now this flies into the light.
Well,
a moth?
Okay. Talking about several of those, you talk about several
moths.
And an insect that's got a light in its tail.
Lightning bug.
Is that the same as a firefly?
Well, I think it is. I really think it is the same as a firefly.
What's the kind of insect that flies around at night and bites you and makes you itch?
Oh, that's a mosquito. Oh, that's a mosquito.
And a kind of insect that's a tiny little red thing that gets on you if you...
Red bug or chigger or red bug.
Which would you call it?
Red bug.
And this is an insect that would be around damp places. It's got a real skinny body, but it's got big wings, two pairs of real shiny wings, and a hard little beak. It's supposed to eat mosquitoes.
Well, now that's what I was trying to think of a while ago. I can't think of that. It's got two shiny wings, and it eats mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm. Two pairs of shiny wings, four wings at all. It's mostly just wings.
I can't think what you call that thing.
Did you ever hear a mosquito hawk or snake?
Mosquito hawk. Yeah.
What about snake doctor or dragonfly?
Dragonfly. That's what I was thinking a while ago when I said firefly. Dragonfly. That's what. That's the way the thing is named in the world book.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we always called it a mosquito hawk, but it's not called a mosquito hawk in the world book.
What kinds of insects will sting you?
Oh, ants, bees, hornets, just any number of them.